Let go of the people who dull your shine, poison your spirit, and bring you drama. Cancel your subscription to their issues. Steve Maraboli.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hi, I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. You're listening to the Essential Oil Revolution. We are the world's top rated essential oil podcast. We are approaching our 200th episode here pretty soon. And I just want to say thank you so much for all of my long-term listeners and welcome to all of our new listeners out there tuning in for the first time. We always like to start the show out by sharing what my favorite oil from this week is. Then we go into our DIY dugout recipe that is submitted by one of our listeners and shared here on the show. Then we go into our interview for today. Our interview is with the amazing Kathleen Rodine today, who shares just her incredible story about recovering from addiction through essential oils, faith, and emotional healing. And one of the oils that she mentions during this episode is actually what I'm going to highlight as my favorite oil from this week. It's an oil blend from Young Living called Inner Child, and it contains orange essential oil, tangerine, ylang ylang, royal Hawaiian sandalwood, jasmine, lemongrass, spruce, and bitter orange essential oil. It's kind of a hard essential oil to describe the smell of. It's kind of both floral and earthy at the same time. And what it's sort of known for is for its ability to help you bring up old emotions and memories around your childhood, or to just keep in touch of your childhood. And that's been something that I've been trying to do more of this week. Been trying to enjoy the last warm days of summer with my kids, embrace the playful side of myself, and Inner Child essential oil has helped that a lot. I like to put a drop over my heart and a drop on my wrist as well. Now, I'm excited to share with you our recipe from the DIY dugout this week. The recipe was submitted by Andrea Machinsey from Chesapeake, Virginia, and it's called the DIY Face Cream. To make the DIY Face Cream, you'll need 2 tablespoons of shea butter, 2 tablespoons of mango butter, 3 tablespoons coconut oil, and then 10 drops of lavender, 10 drops frankincense, 5 drops tea tree, 5 drops LME, 5 drops myrrh, 3 drops lemon, 2 drops German chamomile, and 5 drops of purification essential oil blend from Young Living. That is a lot of essential oils in this delicious sounding face cream. You'll just need to melt the butters and add the coconut oil, blend, and then add the oils. Blend again and refrigerate for 30 minutes. She says her skin has improved tremendously since using this face cream. Keep in mind, it'll take a day to harden and it will liquefy again if your house is very hot. But Andrea says she will never, ever use anything else again. Well, thank you so much for sharing, Andrea. We really appreciate it. We love sharing your recipes here on the show. If you have your own DIY recipe that includes essential oils, please submit it to us here on the show by emailing us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
I'm here with Kathleen Rodine, who's the author of the book Reboot, Release Emotions and Remember Wholeness Using Essential Oils. She shares her journey of growing up poor with a single mom in the late 60s and overcoming addiction. She was in treatment for the second time by the time she was 18 years old. Now, 38 years sober, she is a wife and mother and dedicated person of faith. Kathleen, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here. How are you?
Thank you. I'm well. Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so interested in your book, Reboot. I love the topic of this book. So tell me, what circumstances led you to devote yourself to writing this book?
I am a survivor of childhood trauma. I grew up in a home where there was a lot of alcohol involved and violence. And so at a very young age, I saw things that had affected me even later in my life, even still today somewhat. And so that really dictated a lot of the things that I did in my life. I saw a post recently that said, you know, that cannabis isn't a gateway drug and alcohol isn't the gateway drug and caffeine isn't the gateway drug, or nor is nicotine, all of which I used. And it said really that trauma is the gateway. And so that's really kind of what led me into a downward spiral. Even though I swore that I would never become a person that was out of control and or even used alcohol, it's something that I was really powerless to choose not to do when I was faced with that reality.
When did you sort of make that promise to yourself? And then when was the first time you broke that promise?
I distinctly remember in high school, I think I was about 13 or 14, and we were having what was called mini class days at our school. And I remember listening to a person who was a recovering alcoholic, and I thought, I'm never going to be like my dad, is what I told myself. And so I was really interested in what that person was saying. And it probably was even that same year where I was with friends at a party and faced with choosing to drink or not, and I chose to drink. And not only did I choose to drink, but I drank enough to be drunk. It was just right from the start, I would say that I was already addicted.
Well, it's interesting because I feel like high school is an age where a lot of people start using alcohol or drugs because it's just there, right? It's accessible. You're teenagers. And some people, that turns into a downward spiral of addiction. And then for some people, it does not. And I think that what you said about the trauma being a gateway to addiction is so huge, right? And so misunderstood.
I would agree. In fact, I remember even years later when I went back, when I was sober and I went back, I went to work and I was actually working at the school that I attended. And I remember seeing kids that I knew came from families where the parents were known in the community to drink. But those kids were making really great choices. And it wasn't until recently that I thought that what was the difference? What was the difference that they're making the right choices, but I did not? And I think it probably does boil down to the trauma.
Right. I work with a lot of public health friends, people who work a lot with families in the health sector, building community. And that's a topic that just comes up time and time and time again, is those early childhood traumas, whether that be physical abuse, sexual abuse, emotional abuse, verbal abuse. I mean, there's so many different areas of that. But that is one of the most definitive factors for a person's life till they die. You know, the trauma that they experience in those early years will affect them and determine, you know, so much of their success in work, in health, in so much. And a lot of people don't have the support systems to work with that, you know, and they end up blaming themselves. And it's so sad. So what about your journey? What was like a turning point for you? Or what was the biggest factor that helped you sort of come around that and deal with that?
I really just came to the end of myself. My mother actually sent me to treatment when I was 17, between my senior year, just before I was a senior in high school. And when I graduated from high school, and I did graduate early, I was done with school in January of 1981. And so in March, I moved out after I had turned 18 and I lived with a girlfriend. And it wasn't 3 months later, I was back drinking again. And within a very short time, I just came to the end of myself. It was being rejected again, because I think really why I chose that first drink at the age of 14 was for acceptance. Looking for love in all the wrong places, as the song goes, and being rejected again, I, you know, made a suicidal gesture. Thank God my mom was there and she had already called people. Actually, it was a girlfriend that I used to drink and do drugs with that was at my mom's home and where I live too. And so they were there with me and I was really at the end of myself. And so there was really no other place to go but up. And so I ended up going back to treatment. So that was the turning point. And when you have no other place to go but up, That's sometimes what it takes. And that's what it took for me, unfortunately. And you're right. Those behaviors do kind of follow you into your life. And I would say early on, that trauma, what that did for me is it set in motion a fight or flight response. And I chose flight. I remember seeing things as a six-year-old. And then I had to ask myself, what did I do? Where did I go? When I was seeing that, what did I do? And what I remember is that I ran and hid. And running and hiding was my method of operation. And it did follow me throughout my life. I've walked out of 3 jobs.
Wow.
And they were great jobs, but it was that trauma was triggered during those employments. And it triggered me enough that I ran. And so it was like a pattern. I kept seeing this over and over. And I finally, even with the help of essential oils, realized that it was an unhealthy pattern.
Tell me more about that. So, and we could talk about your life is just so fascinating and your journey is so powerful. And I want to give some space to talk more about all of that, but let's focus on the essential oil aspect for now. For our listeners out there wondering, well, what on earth does essential oils have to do with this story of healing, right?
I became a member of Young Living in 2014, and it was about the time that I had left this third job, and I really was dealing with a lot of emotions, mostly hate and anger. So it was about 6 months into my Young Living journey that I realized, looking through a reference guide, that I could use essential oils for my emotions. And what I remember is, I'm a person that has sang all my life. I come from a musical family. At this time in my life, I couldn't sing. I couldn't think of a song to sing. I couldn't think of the words to sing. I wanted to sing, but it just seemed like everything was stuck. And it was at this time that I had left this job. And so I saw that I could use the oils for my emotions. And at that time, I did see that I had 3 oils that were listed in a auricular, or putting oils on the ears to deal with hate and anger. And I thought, well, what have I got to lose but hate and anger?
Do you happen to remember which oils those were?
Yeah, it was Valor, Release, and Joy. And I did have all of those 3 about 6 months into my Young Living journey. And so I put those oils on my ears, on both of my ears, in the places that it indicated in this reference guide. And about 20 minutes later, maybe 30 minutes, I was standing at my kitchen sink. And I heard myself singing. And I didn't have to think about a song. I was like, oh my gosh, I'm singing. And it just came up. You know what conduit is?
Yeah, but you can explain it.
A tube that holds electrical wires. And I just kind of feel like that was from my heart, I'll say, to my mouth. The conduit had been plugged. And putting those oils released some of that hate and anger enough that I was able to sing again. It was just such a surprise to me. That's when I realized that essential oils work for emotions.
From here, you know, you started to experience some of the emotional healing that essential oils can bring to us. So walk me from here. What happened next?
After I did that auricular emotional release, I also started using more oils for emotional release. And after that, I started even sharing the emotional release protocol with other people. And one of the women that I shared the protocol with was a friend of mine, and we attend the same church. I am a woman of faith, and she went through the protocol. She had a really wonderful experience. She even had a vision during her emotional release protocol that we had done. And she wasn't at that time a member of Young Living, but did go home that day with a premium starter kit. And she also went home with a page from that reference guide and showed it to her husband. And unfortunately, he didn't like the language that was used in it. He admonished her, and he said for her to put her oils away. And so when I checked in on her at a later time, shortly, just very shortly afterwards. And she told me that I was just so grieved in my spirit. And I started to question whether I was doing something wrong in doing this protocol with people. And that's really what led me to writing my book, Reboot, Release Emotions and Remember Wholeness Using Essential Oils. And so I didn't find a resource that included language or faith-based language in it that believers could use, so I wrote it. And so really my book is somewhat different than other emotional release protocols in that it includes nearly 100 scriptures.
Wow. I love that. And this is just sort of a testament to like this day and age in the information age, right? Is there's so much information out there. And so when you can find something that you believe in and something you're passionate about, but you can see that there's people being left out because of maybe the way that the information's being presented, right? Then we have the ability in this day and age to create it, right? And share it.
And the thing about it too is I didn't want to exclude people who were not faith-based and that they can still benefit from this book as well. There's a part in the book where it's all about affirmations, and that would work very well with using the essential oils. And so my book is really in four steps. It is to reawaken, and the reawaken step is all about using the 14 different oils in the Reboot protocol. They're all emotional oils, all blends except for one. Sacred frankincense is the only single oil that's used in the protocol, but it's a wonderful oil. And then the second step is to realign, and that's the part where we realign with God's word, biblical scripture. And you can choose to do that or not do that. And then the third step is to reaffirm, which is saying affirmations as you're using those oils. And in my book, I teach that you should. So if I'm using Valor and I want to say I am courageous, I'm actually touching my head when I say it and I'm thinking I'm courageous. And I'm touching my mouth and I'm saying I am courageous. And then I'm putting my hand over my heart as well and saying I am courageous. And so it's bringing all of those things into alignment, your thoughts, your words, and your feelings as you say those affirmations. And then the very final part of that is to reflect and just give yourself a minute or two to really allow those oils to work and do what they were created to do.
And Kathleen, what do you think it is about essential oils that helps people through this process, right? I mean, a lot of people can find comfort and help and healing through affirmations, through scripture, through community support. But what is it about the essential oils that adds to this healing process so much?
I think I would answer that by saying, bringing up some of the science of essential oils. I think that oils have gotten a little bit of a bad rap. People think that it's voodoo, that it's something weird, but there's a lot of science behind using essential oils, namely constituents that are performing actions, if you will, sesquiterpenes, monoterpenes, phenols, maybe some of that science that's maybe a little bit nerdy. I really love that anyway, but those molecules, I'll say magic, are working. They're doing things in the body. And so a large part of that is our limbic system. And our limbic system is in our brain, but it responds to aroma. There's the amygdala part of our brain that is the emotional center, and its main job is to respond and or to store memory. And so essential oils can help us bring memories to the surface. I give an example in my book about using a record. I'm kind of dating myself. I grew up when there were black vinyl discs that we put on a record player. And you know, a record has circular lines and they look like they're very orderly. And a lot of times we get a scratch on the record and then the record doesn't play right. And so then it might skip, or it might get stuck, or it might repeat the same part of a song over and over. And that's a lot like our emotions and trauma. I think of my brain as that black circular disc where it's recording everything that I've experienced. And that scratch is like the trauma. And so sometimes, even in the background, I'm not aware of it, but that trauma is being rehearsed over and over, or patterns, unhealthy ways of dealing with things are being rehearsed over and over. But essential oils then are like a buffing cloth where we can take that scratch out of the record and it can release it so that it can play correctly. And you hear the song as it was intended to be, or you be who you are intended to be. Does that make sense?
I love that. That makes so much sense. And I think I always try to listen in the perspective of my audience, right? So I'm thinking that right now there's a lot of listeners who are thinking, wow, that sounds great. Tell me which oils to use. So maybe go into that just a little bit for our curious listeners.
One of the things that we start with is Valor. Valor for sure is, it's the door opener. It's what gives you the courage to go forward. Some of the other oils that are in it are forgiveness. Forgiveness is a key oil for me. There was a lot of people that I needed to forgive, even forgive myself. And forgiveness really just was a wonderful oil to use. I just felt compelled to forgive people. The oils were working in such a way in me that I felt compelled to forgive. Another one is inner child. And I remember when I used inner child for the first time, I actually got a headache from it. But I also had a memory surface, and it was a memory that when I moved away, my best friend didn't come to say goodbye to me. And so that memory was allowed to come to the surface, and I was also able to forgive her for doing that. That's another great oil. And then white angelica is such a wonderful oil at the end of the protocol to use that as a way to kind of seal up what just transpired using all the other 13 oils previous to that. And it's such a positive oil. There's also joy and harmony, and three wise men are in there as well. Just wonderful oils that are oxygenating the brain and allowing those emotions to come to the surface and releasing them. Sometimes releasing emotions can come, like I said, as a headache, possibly. It can be a sigh. It can even be crying. And I've had emotional release that is even ugly crying. But it's good to let it go. It's so healing to let it go.
Well, I can see where the title comes from for your book, Reboot. I think that that's just such a great word for everything you've described here. It sounds very apropos. And I think that a lot of people don't really give themselves permission to reboot, or even if they did, they wouldn't know how. So I'm so thankful that your book is out there. I think it's helping so many people. And just congratulations for writing it and for going through the journey that you've gone through. And thank you for being willing to share it so publicly. That's very brave of you.
Oh, well, thank you. And I do hope that, I really hope people benefit and get help from it, and especially from using the oils. And just, I always sign my books to live fearless and free. Keep rebooting until you can live fearless and free.
Very beautiful.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen, for sharing with us today. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests these closing questions. So the first is just tell us something you do every day for self-care? What are some of your daily health habits look like?
I know I've thought about this question, and I don't really know if this is a health habit. One thing that my husband and I love to do is we have coffee in bed every morning. One of us will trudge out to the kitchen and get that, but we sit and we have coffee together every morning. It's just something that sets the tone for the day. I know maybe some of your listeners aren't coffee drinkers, but for sure, I use oils every day. And there's even a suggestion in my book in the days 1 to 14 of every month to use one oil, the first oil on the first of the month, the second oil on the second of the month, and so on. So you can always be using your oils every day.
I love that. That's about the cutest thing I've ever heard as well. I think I want to adopt you as my mom. Your mom and dad. Love it. Well, finally, Kathleen, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
One thing that I think that we should ditch completely is to ditch judgment. And it's something that is easier said than done. I've always been a person that's been very quick to judge, and using oils has helped me to have a perspective that is less judgmental and more loving and more kind.
I love that. Yeah, replacing judgment with kindness and love, and I'd say compassion, is huge to living a healthy lifestyle. Right.
Right. I would agree with you, Samantha.
Well, thank you so much, Kathleen. For people who want to learn more about your work, connect with you, find your book, where would you direct them to?
Sure. My book is available on Amazon. You can get it in paperback on Amazon or Kindle. It's available both ways. And then people, if they would like to order multiple copies, I do offer bulk and discounted copies of my book. If people contact me by an email address, which is rebootnow14@gmail.com. rebootnow14@gmail.com.
Well, thank you again, Kathleen. It's been such a pleasure having you here on the show. Thank you for sharing your wisdom with us here on the Essential Oil Revolution.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for tuning in, everyone. We'll catch you again here next week with another episode of the Essential Oil Revolution. Hey, in the meantime, if you want to check out the upcoming Essential Oils Transformation Summit that is launching in October, you can check that out at essentialoilstransformation.com. I know that there's so much confusion out there about essential oils, even fears. And the Essential Oils Transformation Summit is going to be all about tackling those fears and helping you move past them. So on the summit, I'm interviewing over 30 amazing experts in the essential oil industry. And those talks are going to be free to view online from October 14th to the 20th. So go ahead and register now so you don't miss a single talk. I'm telling you, these talks are so informative, super in-depth, great for beginners as well as people who've been using essential oils for years. Again, that's essentialoilstransformation.com. If you're looking for a link to that, as well as any of the resources mentioned in today's episode, you can find it in the show notes on our website at revolutionoilspodcast.com, or just click on the show more button wherever you're listening to this podcast. All right, guys, we'll catch you next week. In the meantime, keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.